This is the Deborah E. Lake Radio Show, and you can call me Alondis. This is the first show for the year 2012, and I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad you're listening. Today, I want to start by saying that I've taken a little bit of a hiatus, and those of you who have listened to my previous shows know this, and I've missed being on the air, and I hope you have missed me, and we are looking forward to some really good shows in the future. The hiatus was necessary for me to regroup, and I'm back, which is good. The topic today is it's about Bill O'Reilly, and I'm wondering if he is an inspiration or an idiot. Recently, he had a spot where he was talking about Whitney Houston's tragic death, and I want to start by saying that my prayers have been going out for her family and her loved ones, actually for the entire world, because it was a huge loss, unexpected. But I think one of the things he's trying to do is make some points that can either be seen as inspiring or not. And part of what I think is happening is he's getting caught up with Whitney Houston and comes across, and I don't know what is in his mind, but he's coming across as though he's using Whitney as a tool to make a point. And that's what idiots do. But some of what he says is some of the things that I've been saying all along. For instance, he talks about the drug culture in the United States and how the media doesn't really cover it honestly. Part of what they do is either make fun of people who are on drugs when they are obviously in decline, their looks, their health, their talent, whatever their talent is, or they allow the glorification to go of drug use to go unchallenged. And I don't think it's the media's place to be the moral compass for the United States. Their job is to report. But they haven't been doing that for the most part. They've been advocating, which is what Bill O'Reilly is calling for, the media to be advocates, which I find ironic because up until recently, he hasn't really smiled on the advocacy, politically anyway, when the media comes across as being biased one way or the other. So what I see is happening is he's making some valid points. This country is in trouble. We're in trouble on a lot of levels. We're in trouble ethically. We're in trouble morally. We're in trouble spiritually. We're in trouble mentally, just being able to use our brains. And that is not okay, but it's also not okay to use someone's tragic struggles as a means to make that point. I was wondering several years back now, about the whole hip-hop and rap culture. And the first thing I did was talk with people who are part of that, were part of that culture at the time, and read about the people, some of the people who were leaders in the culture at the time. And then I started listening to the music. And I didn't do it just for one day or 1 hour. I set aside some time, months, actually, when that's what I listened to. I listened to the local radio station that played that genre. I have to say that I was quite surprised, and that was several years ago. From what I can hear now, I can't listen to it so long. It's gotten worse, the music, the lyrics, and the message. That is when I started to make the conscious connection between what we're supporting in our music and what we buy and what we listen to. What are we supporting? And I started encouraging people that I ran across professionally to think about what you are supporting, what kind of spirit are you buying into, what kind of message are you enabling to be broadcast into the ears of children, your ears. What are you doing? And I don't want to be in the position of telling people what to listen to and what to not listen to, but I do, and I have encouraged people and urged everyone to think about what you are supporting with your presence, with your mind, with your attention, with your money. What are you supporting? Think about that. Just because something feels good or sounds good or to you, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's giving a good message. And that's what I think Bill O'Reilly wants to encourage people to do as well. Several years back, I led the movement that took stands outside of churches who had homophobic preachers who were using the pulpit to preach homophobia. And this was in Chicago. And I didn't try to stop anyone from going into those churches, and I didn't try to stop the preachers from preaching. But what I did do was give their words out and ask the people who were going in the doors, do you really want to support this? Is this something that you believe? Is this what you believe? Not, is this the popular church to go to where you will be connected in the community? No, not that he or she can put on a show and call it a sermon. No, is this what you believe, what this person stands for? Because walking through the doors, handing your money, giving your presence is saying that this is what you believe. So think about that. And I think that's what Bill O'Reilly is doing. And that makes him an inspiration to me. He's also an idiot. I'm not saying he's not, for coming across and using Whitney Houston, her terrible loss, for his own agenda. Anybody who does that is an idiot. But he's also an inspiration because he's got the guts to stand up and say, this is not okay. We need to stop it. There are kids, I can tell you because I've heard them, there are kids who are saying words and using curse words in ways that I didn't know. I was an adult before I even heard some of the stuff that was coming out of their mouths. I was an adult, and then I was shocked. That's not okay. And I'm not somebody who uses glory, glory language all the time. I've been known to use a few curse words myself. But I know that it's not okay to do it. I know that. But what our kids are being taught is it's cool. It's cool to do that. You're supposed to do that. Our young boys are being taught to be thugs. And that's a good thing. And our young girls are being taught to expect thug treatment from the young men that they go out with. Or young girls, for that matter. There are girls who buy into this, too. And that's I think that's one of the things that has Bill O'Reilly so excited, upset, and vocal. And I understand it, but it undercuts the message. Sometimes you can undercut your message. You can allow people to dismiss you, even though your message is valid, based on your technique and how you deliver. I'll give you another example from the other side. I have a few, well, more than a few. I know more liberals than anything as far as political affiliations go. And often we've gotten into conversations about conservatives versus liberals, ultra-liberal, blah, 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 commentaries. And overwhelming the way their conservative commentaries are described as idiots, stupid, that's the light side of it, bigots, homophobes, and they're just ridiculous and they shouldn't be paid any attention to. And I ask, well, what shows have you watched? Or if they're talking about someone in particular, I ask them, well, have you, how many, you know, when's the last time you saw their or listened to their radio show? And overwhelmingly the answer is, oh, I don't listen. Or I don't watch. I wouldn't waste my time. That's an idiot as well. That's an idiot as well. Because how can you dismiss something if you don't even know what they're saying or what they stand for? How can you know that they don't deserve to be heard? Which I think is just that statement alone is un-American, because everyone, every voice should be heard, and that's just not the way to be. But a lot of people are that way. They are not willing to listen. And my question is, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid that you'll be swayed in some way? Or are you afraid that you will find that they're not the ogre that you think they are in your head? What keeps you from being curious? Curious enough to find out what you're condemning. What are you afraid of? You're more afraid of being open to other people's ideas than you are of becoming across as an idiot. That's the bottom line. That's how I see it. So, for instance, when Bill O'Reilly, back to him again, when he was at The View, you may or may not have seen the time when back when the mosques in New York was a hot topic. He came on The View and gave his views. If you want to know what they are, you can look it up. But the people, the two of the people in on The View didn't agree. Whoopi Goldberg and I think Joy Bear, and they got up and walked out. Say, yeah, I'm not listening. No, what is that about? And left the host, the real host, was left to have to apologize and say that's not okay. That's not okay just to get up and walk out and not even allow someone to have their views heard. They're idiots. That's not an inspiration. They might be inspiring people, but it's not the kind of inspiration I want in my life. And it's not the kind of inspiration that allows diversity and everything that they say they stand for, equality, justice, all of those things that they say they stand for. That kind of behavior, dismissing, shutting people up, putting people on little lists and saying, we're not going to play with her or him. That's not in line with what they claim to stand for. And that's the hypocrisy. And that undercuts their legitimate argument. Because if you come across intolerant, if you come across that way, and all while you're saying you need to be more tolerant, you're undercutting your own argument and your own platform that from which you stand. That's what you're doing. So I see Bill O'Reilly as an inspiration who has done some stupid stuff recently and has said some dumb things like Whitney wanted to die. How do you know what she wanted? You don't. You said some stupid things. At the same time, you've been inspiring by speaking your truth about what you see going on in the country and what you see happening to the young people in this country as well. So, Bill, if you're listening, and I hope you are, keep speaking your truth, because I'm going to keep speaking mine. But think about how you want to say it first. Think about how you want to phrase it. Think about the context. Think about how people might hear it. They might, and think about how your message might get lost in the way you deliver. That's all I have today on this topic. But keep listening and keep looking for me, because I am here. I might sound a little rusty, but forgot to tell you I'm in Boston. Not in Chicago anymore. I'm in Boston and loving it. And I will be covering some interesting topics, I think, and I will be having some interesting guests on my show this year. We're coming into our third year. Actually, we are in our third year of broadcasting. So I'm happy about that as well. A couple of little announcements. Look for my blog. I have done a lot of changing with my diet and my physical health. I was healthy, and I'm even healthier, so don't think I'm sick or anything like that, because I'm not. And I'll be blogging about it. I did a boxing blog for the time when I was learning to box and getting in the ring and things like that. And I will continue that. So look for that. And go to DeborahELake.com. Same place we always went. And find a place to join me on Facebook. I'm using my middle name more now, Elantis. But the show is going to remain Deborah E. Lake, Deborah E. Lake Radio Show. And I'm your host, Elantis. I hope your year has started out with a bang, a good bang. Mine has, and will continue to be good. And we'll be seeing each other and hearing each other. So until next time, take care of yourself.